98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Bit.
98 FM.
Now, Brendan, you were chatting all things Fabergé eggs yesterday and you have an update to that story.
Yes, Paul, I do. That is on the way. First, though, the Taoiseach has just ruined my favourite TV show for me.
Oh, what's occurring?
Micheál Martin has spent the night in Wales for a meeting of the British-Irish Council Summit.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's at work, he's got to do what he's got to do. Yes. That's all fine, not a problem, right? Where I do have an issue is he's posted a photo of him driving the actual Dave's coach.
Oh, God.
From Gavin and Stacey.
Tell me tomorrow, I'll wait by the window for you.
Oh.
Stay away from my favourite thing. Micheál Martin, the leader of the country, has reenacted one of the final scenes from last year's Gavin and Stacey finale.
And is it any good?
Unfortunately, the photo is actually quite impressive. I thought it was AI.
Okay.
So he's in the driver's seat of Dave's coach.
Yes.
Looking exactly like the photo from last year, the still. Not only that, he has stood for a photo with Nessa herself, Ruth Jones.
Oh. What was she doing there?
I don't know, representing Wales, I guess. So a photo of Micheál Martin, other politicians, including Michelle O'Neill.
Yes.
Simon Harris and Helen McEntee. with the caption, tidy start to the British-Irish Council Summit in Wales.
Oh, God.
No! I wonder, is Micheál Martin actually a fan of Gavin and Stacey?
The relevance jumped out.
Somebody in his social team. finally this morning, Paul, an update from a story that we chatted about yesterday.
Yes.
Did you hear about the Fabergé egg?
Tell me.
Went missing.
It went missing?
A Fabergé egg went missing in a very strange way. A man in New Zealand, he swallowed it in a jeweller's.
Okay.
In a very brave attempt to steal it. A small green egg with a gold octopus inside, inspired by the Bond film Octopus.
How much was it worth, do you remember?
17,000 euro.
That's an expensive dessert.
Yeah, it is. So the man was arrested and a police officer, God love them, assigned to keep a close eye and wait for nature to take its course. Well, I'm sure no one is more relieved than that officer that the Fabergé egg has been passed.
Okay.
Detectives say the pendant exited the suspect's gastrointestinal tract naturally without medical intervention. No need for a gold finger.
Nibble! You!
A photo has been released showing the collector's item reunited with the police, and a gloved hand can be seen around the pendant and its long gold chain. Interestingly, the price tag remained intact.
Wow! He has his fibre, clearly, then, obviously.
Clearly. That is Brendan's Bit.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A Dyson Airwrap. Glitz and glamour. And Paul Ryder.
98 FM.
Yes, welcome to our game of Matchy Matchy. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head. And if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you could win yourself some fabulous prizes.
Christmas party season is here, and we're here to help.
Feel the power of this new Dyson Airwrap and look your best.
Then how about hopping into the driving seat with this motor racing voucher? Slow down.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Vroom, vroom. Yeah, all those could be yours. Good morning to Jer, who's in Ashburn. Jer, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
Morning, lads.
How are you doing? What's your plans for the Friday, Jer? Are you a toy show person?
Yeah, we've toy show all planned up for this evening, yeah.
Have you got the matching pajamas? Have you got the matching pajamas?
Not for tonight, no.
Not for tonight, that's fair enough, Jer.
And last question, are the decorations up or are they going up tonight?
They've been up a couple of weeks now.
Like myself. Like myself, Jer, good man.
Jer, who's in your house tonight watching the toy show?
Just the two boys, Riley and Jackson, and Demi White, Siobhan as well. The four of us just
Riley, Jackson, and Siobhan, good morning. Jer, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
We'll go with yourself, Brendan.
Okay, I'm off to the soundproof.
Off he goes.
Let's do some switcheroo.
Let's see what we can do for you here. So, the envelope is stuck. There we go. Jay, your first word for Matchy Matchy of a Friday is wheel.
Barrow.
Barrow. Your second word is bell.
Ring.
Bell ring. And your third word is Michael. The name Michael.
Jackson.
Okay.
Jackson, shouting Jackson, so I have to go with Jackson.
Okay. Sounds good. So wheelbarrow, bell ring, and for Michael, you said Jackson. Are you and the boys happy to lock in those answers?
Happy. Yeah.
Okay, lock them in. The boys gave the seal of approval. Come on in. There is he. Oh my goodness, he's actually there. He is.
Hello.
Are you all right out there?
How are you?
Did you get locked in that end?
I did, yes. Bit of a gammy handle on the soundproof booth this morning.
Right, Brendan.
Yes.
To match with Jer, your first word is wheel.
Barrow.
Barrow. Your second word is bell. Oh, he's thinking about this one.
Oh, God. Loads of words come before bell. Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Ring.
Bell ring. And your third word is Michael.
Oh, now. Michael. Is D. Higgins one word?
It could be.
I'm going to say D. Higgins.
D. Higgins. Have you matched three words with Jer and the boys in Cabra?
No! Oh, no!
But you were so close.
No worry, what happened?
You had so close. For wheel, you both said barrow.
Yeah.
For bell, you both said ring.
Did we?
Yes.
That's mental.
And for Michael,
yeah,
the lad said Jackson.
Oh, no!
Jared, are you still there?
Yeah, still here, yeah.
Oh,
you were
Jer.
So close. Well done. Thank you so much for playing.
Jackson's in the car with me, so I could not say Jackson.
Oh, Riley, no way, of course.
Oh,
Jer, so close. So
thank
close.
Thank you so much for playing. Listen, enjoy the toy show and have a great weekend, my friend.
Cheers, lads.
We'll send you a 98FM goodie bag. Thanks, Jer.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little FM.
We asked you for your little wins to win yourself a 98FM notebook and pen. You've been texting in your droves. Clean as in Bluebell. She says, my little win is I've put Christmas lights and tinsel on my desk at work, feeling very festive.
I love that.
I wonder, will she get an email now? Can you take that down, please?
Take down your tinsel. I love that, Lena. That's very festive indeed. Jay is in Coolock.
Good morning, lads. Happy Friday. My little win is we done the reception in my building up yesterday. Took about 4 or 5 hours to do the tree. Happy days.
Lovely. There we go. Sorry, everyone's got the decorations.
Everyone's doing it.
Toy show day. That is, today's the day. If you haven't decorated yet, I think toy show day is the one that dictates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kira and Andrew are in Rush.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Our little win is that we finally, after a year almost of being engaged, booked our wedding. So we're getting married in August 2026.
Oh, congratulations, Kira and Andrew. That's a great little win.
We'll expect the invitation.
We will. Thank you. Meg has been on.
My little win is I'm watching the toy show tonight for the first time in my own house. So I'm going to order myself some food and just enjoy.
Oh, love Meg. That, Meg. Congrats now on getting the gaff. And yeah, I'm always very interested in what people eat for Toy Show.
Is this your first year in your house?
No, second. I know. Ellen's in Clondalkin.
My little win for this Friday is I'm going to collect my brother from the airport tonight. He has been in Australia for 3 years and he's coming home for Christmas, so we cannot wait to see him. Happy Friday.
Oh, giddy, Ellen. Amazing. And here's Roisin.
My little win is it's finally Friday and all the Christmas shopping is done. So I can spend my whole weekend relaxing.
Sorry, Roisin, what?
You're done and dusted. Wow, that is extremely impressive. Roisin, Ellen, Meg, Kira, Andrew, and Jay, thank you for sharing your little wins.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.